You may have the title of this next poem. If you don't know what it is when I say it, you might think it's slightly funny. It's called The Blue Booby, and it's a bird. It's a bird. And, well, I don't think I want to comment about it. On it. I think you'll understand it. The blue booby lives on the bare rocks of Galapagos and fears nothing. It is a simple life. They live on fish, and there are few predators. Also, the males do not make fools of themselves chasing after the young ladies. Rather, they gather the blue objects of the world and construct from them a nest, an occasional guwa package, a string of beads, a piece of cloth from a sailor's suit. This replaces the need for dazzling plumage. In fact, in the past 50 million years, the male has grown considerably duller, nor can he sing well. The female, though, asks little of him. The blue satisfies her completely, has a magical effect on her. When she returns from her day of gossip and shopping, she sees he has found her a new shred of blue foil. For this, she rewards him with her dark body. The stars turn slowly, and the blue foil beside them, like the eyes of a mild savior.